What is the basis for evangelization? Where does it come from? And how did our ancestors in the early church take the gospel of Jesus Christ outward? Sacred Scripture teaches us that from the very first moment of creation, God has desired communion with humanity. That's why we were created in God's image and likeness. And from that moment, God has been calling us to that communion, that unity with Him. So God called Abraham, our father in faith, and told him to set out for a land that He will point out to him sometime in the future, because I want to make of you and your descendants a chosen people. You will be my people and I will be your God. God called Moses and gave him the law, the Ten Commandments, and said, keep these commandments. I will be with you. You will be my people. Again, just that theme of communion and unity with God. God called the prophets and kings, David especially, the shepherd king, and said, from you will come forth one day a savior, one who will shepherd my people, not just for a limited time on earth, but forever. Again, expressing that union that God wants with us, that communion with us. And so, of course, from there, the promised Messiah came, Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Son of David. And Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. God has anointed me to proclaim glad tidings to the poor. What are glad tidings? Glad tidings, that means gospel, the good news that God has come to us to save us from our sins and to bring us one day into the kingdom of heaven. And of course, Jesus Christ did that. He said, I have come to seek out and save what was lost. That's us. And through His passion, His death, and resurrection, He has canceled out our sins. He has opened for us the way to that perfect eternal communion with God in heaven. And as Jesus was getting ready to ascend into heaven, He told His apostles, He said, go out, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and go out into the world to teach and evangelize and baptize the whole world. The early church then, that is the apostles, filled with the Holy Spirit, took that literally and very seriously. These people who were previously afraid and locked behind doors, you know, for fear that what happened to Jesus might happen to them, they burst through those doors and started to preach and teach fearlessly and courageously. Filled with the Holy Spirit, they did what Jesus did. They proclaimed the good news of Jesus Christ. And many were persecuted for that. People were not open to hearing what they had to say. But nonetheless, they said, we cannot help it. We have to preach. We have to live our faith today. And so the church, though persecuted, grew and grew and grew. We would do well today to recapture that spirit, that sense of urgency, that joy, that hope that our ancestors proclaimed near and far. In the next episode, I take up the concept of Christendom. I want to talk about what it is, where it came from, and what happened to it.